the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's 4th and never o'clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila.
And this is the football predictions show.
Man, that sounded like shit.
What do you mean? I said it's a football
prediction. The football prediction show.
That's not what it sounded like at all.
Play it back.
No.
Here, let me hit the button. Click. This is a football prediction show. Did you hear that?
No, that's not what it sounded like. We don't have the ability to play things back. We're not a professional studio.
That's true.
I mean, we dream of one day. We don't really dream of anything anymore.
I dream of having sex with Ricky Schroeder.
I quit dreaming. There's just no reason.
There is no point. It's like wishing. What does that get you? Nothing.
Yeah, it was that old saying about wishing in one hand and shitting in the other or something. See what happens. What you get first? Shit in one hand, wish in the other, and see which one fills up first. That's the old saying.
But what if I wish for shit?
Well, then you're
and
in
there
luck.
There you go. Wishes do come true.
Listen, if I wish for a miserable life forever I love and know
congratulations.
Dies, I'm living paycheck to paycheck, and
well, there you go.
You know, I probably die of cancer or something. You know, hey, good, you made it.
Good things do happen to those who wait.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're doing football, right?
Yeah.
So last week, you took an insane lead after I was leading all this time.
An insane lead. Well, hey, I know you had your complaints, but you agreed to the 5-point thing.
Whatever, man. Whatever.
So that's just the way it goes, you know?
Whatever is.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying.
That's just the way it goes, and you have to deal with it.
How many more weeks of playoffs do we have?
There's, two. There's this week, next week, and then the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So,
I imagine not much movement this week.
Well, what happened was,
you forgot how to read?
So, the Chiefs and the Texans played. I picked the Chiefs, you picked the Texans, and the Chiefs won 30-0. 1 point for me.
Yeah, I seen that. I didn't see the game, but I saw the results.
Packers and the Skins played, and the Packers won. Point for me and you. But so far, I got two right. Steelers and Bengals. We both picked the Steelers. They won.
Yeah.
So I got three right. And
that doesn't count because it's a wash. It's only the 1 point.
I still got all my picks right. All right. Vikings and Seahawks. Vikings missed a last second field goal and then lost the game.
Wait. Who picked what for that?
What?
For the last
one. Oh, you picked the Vikings, I picked the Seahawks, so I got it right.
Okay, so you got two more points.
So the score is now 164-155.
Okay.
Did you hear that the
I didn't, right?
That the St. Louis Rams moved? They've moved cities? They've changed cities? Did you hear this or no?
I might have heard something, some talk. Yeah, they're going back to L.A.
Talk on the street is they're going back to L.A.
Yeah,
do you know where the Rams used to play?
In St. Louis?
Before that.
No, it's true. Before they played in St. Louis, they played in L.A.
Yeah, where did they play before that?
St. Louis.
They're not just switching back and forth.
Pretty sure that's how it works, yeah.
No.
It's like hot potato.
They played in Cleveland. They were the Cleveland Rams back in the 40s, 30s, 40s.
Huh.
Do you know which team left St. Louis originally to go to some other city?
The Raiders.
No.
I don't fucking know.
Do you know what baseball team plays in in St. Louis?
Cardinals.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's a football team that moved from St. Louis in 1987. Do you know who it is?
The Cardinals.
Yeah, but did you know where the St.
Louis... I was just joking because I was just repeating the same answer.
So, they moved to Arizona. Now, the Cardinals weren't originally from St. Louis either, the football team. They moved from a different city. Do you know where they came from?
The Cardinals.
What city?
They're from Cincinnati.
Chicago. So pretty good,
That's
huh?
That's what I said.
What about the Redskins? You know where they originally were?
Washington.
Boston. Why would I ask you if the original where they originally were?
Maybe it's a trick question.
Now, the Kansas City Chiefs moved as well. Do you know where they originally were from?
Boston.
He's going to keep saying Boston. They're from Texas. Now, the other one, the Baltimore Ravens. You know what team they you know where they moved from?
St. Louis.
Cleveland. They were the Browns. Mm. They moved to there was no Browns for a few years, and then the Browns came back. I'm giving you a history lesson here.
I know, Professor. Professor Football. Ooh, that should be your new name.
Yeah. All right, one more. The Tennessee Titans moved from what city? They had a different name.
Houston.
Houston what?
Oilers. That I remember.
Why? Because of Castaway when Tom Hanks came back from the island?
No.
You got a football team now?
No, I don't remember. Not from that.
He saw the schedule on the fridge.
Yeah.
When he was over at Helen Hunt's house. Helen Hunt. And
she looks all right still, you know.
Hey, she was totally nude in that movie where she was like a sex therapist, and she had sex with Bullock's friend from Deadwood, who was
Can
paralyzed.
You believe that's a real fucking thing?
Yeah, it was based on a true story, too, I think. Maybe.
But being a sex therapist, it's a real job. Where I come from, that's called being a prostitute.
Yeah.
But you get a degree, and you're a sex therapist? So how about every whore just go to school? Go to school. Then you could still whore.
Yeah.
But it's legit. Congratulations, Helen Hunt.
All right, why don't we get started?
Also, topless in the water dance.
With our picks. She's nice, you know.
She's fine.
That's
she's
what Paul Reiser was riding back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
In fictional world.
Yeah, he probably had her.
You think so? I don't think so.
You know what? When people are together in a show, they're with each other all the time, you know, things happen.
You know, don't you think Paul Reiser and Steve Guttenberg are too alike?
Are you shitting me? Steve Guttenberg.
They seem like the same guy sometimes.
Steve Guttenberg.
Yeah.
Mahoney for Police Academy. That's Steve Guttenberg?
Yeah. They kind of look alike.
You're fucking nuts. Steve Guttenberg is a handsome man.
And
way better looking than Paul Reiser.
What? Paul Reiser's way better looking than Steve Guttenberg.
Oh my God.
Also, Steve Young, the football player, looks like both of them too. If they all three got together, you'd say, hey look, three brothers hanging out.
I don't even know what that other guy looks like.
Google his face. Google Steve Young.
Gotta Google all over
Google
your face.
Google him so you know.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Go on with the picks while I do that.
Now, this week we have four more matchups. I know he's got this lined up all the time. Four more matchups. This week we start off with the Patriots and the Chiefs. I'm not sure what day they play, I forget. But they play sometime this weekend. And it's a big game because the Chiefs are on a huge winning streak. They haven't lost in like 3 or 4 months. The Patriots are 3-4 in the last 7 games they've played. What?
I'm looking at his fucking
face. Let me see what
face.
Picture you're looking at. I think he looks a little bit like Steve Guttenberg.
Oh my God. You're fucking out of your mind.
He looks a little bit like Steve Guttenberg.
You wasted my goddamn time.
He looks a little bit like Steve Guttenberg.
Oh, my God.
I bet you if you Google Steve Young and Steve
Guttenberg. I'm done.
Idiot.
What
Patriots and Chiefs. I am picking... Well, I'm going to pick after you.
The Patriots. The Patriots cannot lose. They're going to the Super Bowl, and they're giving me my 5 points. That's what.
Whatever, I'm picking the Chiefs.
There you go.
I have such a lead. I got a 9 motherfucking point lead. I'm like the rabbit now and the turtle and the rabbit.
Yeah, go take a nap.
Yeah.
And it was a tortoise and the hare. The turtle and the rabbit book. Remember that book?
Yeah. Seahawks and Panthers.
Oh.
Big game. It's in Pantherville.
Panthro's gonna be there even. He's gonna show up.
Lion-O.
That should be their mascot, yeah. Panthro.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. What are the teams again?
Even as a kid, I knew that Panthro
was black.
With a black man.
I know. Wait, you're surprised you had ears when you were a kid.
But why is that? It makes no sense.
I don't know. They had black people, the cats. I don't know.
No, but I'm saying, how come you can tell someone's race by just by
their voice.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's accent. You hear an Asian speaking, you know.
You grew up a block away from black people. You know, on your street, you probably had black people.
Yeah.
They don't sound different than you. I mean, they don't sound the same.
What?
I could tell that there are black people on the phone still. They should sound just like you, right?
Dude, I'm not a linguist.
I'd like to know.
Yeah, well, actually, I'll explain it. It's because of their parents. Like, they learn how to speak from their parents, and their parents learn to speak from their parents, and a lot of their roots went back to, like, the South, something like that, and some of that still lingers. Every once in a while, I hear a girl talking, and it sounds like she's from Fargo, and it's like, you're not from fucking Minnesota, but, like, you know, she must have, her family must be from there, like,
well,
a few generations
there's
back.
A few similarities in our area's accents.
Yeah?
Well, we got the nasally accent going on here.
What are you talking about?
Next up, Seahawks and Panthers.
Panthers, fuck it. For Panthro.
Picking the Seahawks.
Okay. So far, we're head-to-head in those.
The Cardinals and Packers.
Seeing as we mentioned the Cardinals like 18 times already today, I'm going to go for the Cardinals.
Yeah, I think the Cards got it as well. And finally, the Broncos and the Steelers.
Man.
Ben Roethlisberger, the quarterback, is hurt, and their best wide receiver is also hurt.
Who's he for?
Steelers.
Steelers, huh? Whatever, then. Broncos.
All right, that's it.
You didn't pick anyone.
Oh, Broncos.
Yeah, I mean...
I did. I just didn't say it out loud.
Then it doesn't count, you know? Then later on, you can just kind of just go back in the computer and type in whatever you want. I forgot to mention what I wanted.
It's true, I could.
Fuck,
I mean,
cheater.
I could do that anyways. But you think you're going to remember? Wait a minute! I picked the...
Well, I don't need to remember. You understand that we're recording this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a proof.
But are you checking up on it to see if it was...
Every week I do. Because I don't trust you.
Do your math. Alright, that's it.
Hey... They say the proof is in the pudding. What's that from?
It means I came in your pudding.
There's the proof! Anyway, HotShowWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, tell a friend.